Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about today is body language on a sales call, and a walk-in sales call. Now, you know, I've taken a lot of training, you know, over my career, and the majority of the training that I received is that you have to, you know, dress for success, walk in confidently, know what you're ready, are willing to say, and be on to impress the person you meet. Well, I'm going to kind of shift that dynamic a little bit. I've noticed that through experience and time, if I use the approach of being confident and, you know, polarized to a panache version of a salesperson, the people that greet me tend to put up a resistance. They almost turn into porcupines. So I've learned that the less comfortable I look when I walk in the door and under the radar screen, the better chances I have to get into a conversation. I generally walk in the door expecting nothing other than to share my information that I'm carrying with me, and it's a windfall if I get to meet the decision maker. And most people that I greet that way or greet me that way tend to open up and tend to look for the person that needs to talk to me about what I'm peddling that day. So my body language looks kind of non-threatening, slow-moving, a little bit backpedaling, and almost frightened. And don't get me wrong, once I get into a conversation with a decision maker, I'm able to transfer that into, you know, being on in the conversation and knowing what I'm talking about and listening for what they need. But until I reach the moment where I'm talking to a decision maker, I'm trying to be as non-threatening and under the radar screen as possible with my body language. So next item we're going to talk about is what you should look like when you make the call. So again, body language, keep it low key, and you'll have better results. Thanks.